Proclamation number 4771 of 2nd of November, 1949. Tools of God. Conditions. World sense. Control spirits. Those who call themselves my servants on earth are truly not always in my service, yet they pose as my servants without having received instruction from me, and understandably they do not do the work which is important for the salvation of erring souls. They cannot spread truth and enlighten people. They are not suitable teachers because they have not been taught correctly themselves and can only pass on what corresponds to their knowledge. However, this knowledge is not the true, inviolable spiritual knowledge I taught as a human being on earth. Instead, it has already undergone many changes and truly no longer contributes towards the human being's ascent, as it is his destiny in earthly life. Yet it is my will that the truth be revealed to people, and therefore I myself come to my own and make myself known to them in such a way that there can be no doubt that you humans are being taught by God. Nevertheless, I set conditions which have to be fulfilled if the human being wants to hear my revelations and pass them on to his fellow human beings. One of these conditions is to completely shut oneself off from the world and only listen to the voice in the heart. Only then, when the world completely recedes into the background, can I make myself known to the human being through the heart. But to close oneself off from the world means not to cherish worldly thoughts, to only listen to what I want to communicate to him as his teacher after intimate contact with me through prayer. But only few people fulfill this condition. They are still too attached to the world and therefore take part in everything that happens in the world, which is why earthly thoughts also interfere with the messages. Not because I withdraw my protection from the recipient but because I don't force him, because every spiritual message signifies an act of free will, although I seize the will turned towards me and protect the person from sinking into the abyss. Nevertheless, a distinction must be made. Purely inspired proclamations, where the human being hears dictatorially with his spiritual ear, will always correspond to the truth. But as soon as the human being lets his thoughts wander into worldly territory, as soon as he does not listen with undivided attention to the inner voice, worldly thoughts also intrude and want to take hold. Then the truth suffers cloudiness. But this is only possible when I myself am pushed back, that is, you humans no longer desire to hear me, so to speak, but hope for enlightenment about earthly matters. Then the world intervenes of its own accord, that is, the beings whose yearning is the earthly world. Then answers are presented to him by these beings which, however, have nothing in common with spiritual proclamations. 3rd of the 11th, 1949, none of my instruments is free from worldliness. Only that it exists in a small measure and is usually completely eliminated in the connection with me. But because the human being lives on earth, the world also approaches him again and again and can also sometimes capture the senses, even if only for a short time. And this is what has to be taken into account, that a tool also lets purely earthly questions arise in him, by which he now interrupts a purely spiritual connection and thus the human being's intellect now starts to work. But you must always be told that spiritual knowledge can never be deformed if the human being himself is truth-loving and truth-desiring. Spiritual knowledge is constantly under the protection of controlling spirits, i.e., the beings of light will know how to prevent any misrepresentation or lack of understanding on the part of the receptor. Divine truth can never ever be defaced by a person who offers himself to me for service and who is serious about his task. Earthly knowledge, on the other hand, is still subject to error unless the human being asks for enlightenment of the spirit for the exclusive solution or answering of questions in the earthly sphere. Amen.